listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, March 2nd. Joining me by phone now, Pastor Jeff Schubert, pastor of Divine Redeemer Lutheran Church in Heartland and a certified trainer in Prepare Enrich. And we're going to learn what that is here. Pastor Schubert, welcome back to His Time.
Thank you very much, Andy. I'm glad to be with you this morning.
So glad to have you as our guest this morning. And how are things going in Heartland, Wisconsin today?
Well, considering the snow and the cold weather, it looks like it's doing a pretty good job of keeping us all inside.
Well, it's perhaps a good day maybe to do some reading with a good book, study God's Word, or read and prepare to help couples prepare for marriage. That's what one part of what Prepare Enrich is about, right?
That's correct. Right. Yep. Prepare Enrich has been around for about 35 years, and it's been helping couples who are planning to get married or who are looking for enrichment increase their communication, conflict resolution skills, and work together as Christians to make their marriage the very best it can be.
Pastor, what first got you interested in the Prepare Enrich workshops and helping couples prepare for marriage this way?
Well, because of the fact that the national average for failure for marriage has remained basically 50%, or one out of two marriages that fail, and then as a pastor working with couples who are planning to get married, I noticed that most couples simply aren't talking about the important issues that are related to marriage. And then in my own personal reading and research, I discovered that having a healthy marital relationship is correlated with having good physical and emotional health. And that even marriages that have begun healthy and strong over time simply begin to deteriorate. So I was looking for some resources and tools by which I could perhaps help couples have healthier, stronger marriage and avert divorce. And I discovered in, my goodness, must have been about 1982, 1983, the instrument called Prepare Enrich. And, of course, over those years up to the present, it's changed quite a bit. It's now online and much easier to use, and I've been using that in my own personal ministry, as well as having trained over 5,000 pastors across the United States in the use of the inventory.
From a couple's perspective, what does Prepare Enrich do, especially for the couple preparing for marriage?
Well, each person in the couple takes an online assessment that's going to identify their strength and growth areas as a couple. And then based on that assessment results, the counselor or facilitator then meets with the couple quite a few times to give them some feedback and help them understand their results and then teach them some relationship skills. So basically what some of the assessment items are is helping a couple look at their personality similarities and how they differ in their personalities, how they communicate with one another, how they solve conflicts when they arise, how they deal with financial issues and credit, the families in which each person grew up, which we call their families of origin, mm-hmm. their leisure activities, children and parenting, their sexuality, their friends, their future in-laws, the goals that they might want to set for themselves as a couple, and very importantly also, we get into conversations of their Christian faith and their relationship with Christ.
So it really is a well-rounded perspective, helps you take an inventory and discuss that with one another. Why aren't these things that couples just naturally sit down and discuss and learn on their own?
Well, typically, especially for premarital couples, they do everything they can really to avoid any differences or potential conflict because they're concerned that that might maybe have the wedding be postponed or called off. So they typically would like to stay pretty much on the superficial plane. But after they get married, of course, a lot of these things do surface. And therefore, we're all about helping them discuss them and grapple with any differences they have prior to their marriage. Because when that assessment shows that they do, in fact, have areas to work on, then the counselor helps them get through a guided workbook where there are some exercises to help improve the areas that they need to work on. And it's much like, I suppose, buying a car, a pre-owned vehicle. You know, before you sign on the line, you look under the hood, you have a mechanic check it out, and if there are some issues with brakes or tires or the engine, you know, those can be repaired prior to taking possession of the vehicle. So using that as an analogy, when people are looking towards marriage, neither one of them would want to get divorced, of course. So the counselor simply says, we're going to commend you and pat you on the back where you're doing fine. In those areas that might have a glitch down the road, we're going to help you develop some skills in order to approach those well before you get married.
What if going through this inventory before marriage and you learn there are some things that we didn't really recognize, didn't know about each other that may just seem really incompatible. Does that mean that you should definitely call off the marriage?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, in a situation like that, oftentimes the couple might come to the conclusion perhaps it's better to delay their marriage until they get to know one another a little bit better or can work on some of these skills. And oftentimes if there are some problematic issues that is beyond the trained prepare and rich facilitator's expertise, then there might be a referral made perhaps to a social worker, a therapist of some sort, perhaps even a psychologist. And depending the severity of what the issues are, in the event that it's a substance abuse issue, alcoholism, drug use, addictions of all sorts, they might, in fact, decide that maybe this is just not the situation they want to be in and could, in fact, perhaps cancel their wedding plans. It much depends on each situation.
So why is this, how does this help marriages overall? You mentioned earlier that, you know, a large percentage, what, about half of marriages end in divorce. How do you think, how has this this tool, prepare, the Prepare and Rich, how does that shape marriages? Has it made an impact on how we approach marriage and maybe provide some longevity in marriages?
Well, according to the three psychologists that had developed this instrument, and at this point they've put in, or they have used it with over 3 million couples, and their research seems to indicate that going through the Prepare and Rich inventory and having the feedback sessions decreases a couple's chances of future divorce and significantly improves their relationship satisfaction. So a lot of those research studies that they have done to determine whether or not Prepare has in fact stemmed the tide of divorce is located on their website, and the research does in fact show that it's not 100% guaranteed, because even strong marriages unfortunately over time can fail. But their research does indicate that couples that go through this program have much less chance of divorce than couples that don't.
What about the enrich side of this? How do married couples benefit from this inventory working with a trained facilitator?
Yes, years ago when it was a paper-driven inventory, there were a variety of little booklets that a person would have to fill out depending on their particular circumstances, whether they're engaged or whether they're married and so forth. Now with the online version, basically a couple goes out to the website and they answer some background information, and then all of the questions are customized for them. So we really don't speak in terms of a prepare inventory and an enrich inventory anymore, because it's basically one assessment that's customized for them. But back to your question, Andy, for couples that are seeking enrichment, they have a good marriage, they simply want to make it even better, or if people are having some conflict and are looking for marriage counseling or therapy, by taking the inventory, it shows areas where they still have strength, and you can commend them, because oftentimes problematic couples don't see that there's anything worth saving in the marriage, so it'll point out their strengths. And then it saves the counselor a lot of time, because when that assessment comes out, he's able to see at a glance where they need to focus their work. And for those that are looking just simply for enrichment, it's basically a chance to have an engine tune-up, if you will, rotate the tires, change the oil, and to help them keep a good thing going. And I recommend that couples go through some type of marriage enrichment program at least once a year.
How can pastors, other church workers, other servants in the church and beyond train to facilitate this? What is sure. necessary to learn in order to help couples, whether it's to prepare for marriage or to enrich marriage?
Right. Great question. Basically, if a person is a pastor, perhaps they are a couple that is interested in working with couples in their church, they can be a lay person, whatnot. They can also be a social worker, psychologist, what have you. The training is a full day. It typically starts at 8:30 in the morning, and it concludes at 4:30 with breaks, of course, and lunch. And during that time, I, as the seminar director, will teach these candidates how to administer the online assessment, how to get out to that website, and how to help a couple begin their assessment. Then I explain how to interpret the couple report that the counselor would get off the web. Then how to provide useful feedback to the couple using the couple workbook and working them through the exercises that are suggested. And then how to teach relationship skills so that the couple is adequately prepared after they leave the counselor's office. So the day pretty much is spent to how to effectively work with couples of all sorts using not only the assessment but then also all the materials that are received by the counselor. And there is no fee for the counselor in regard to the materials. The couple pays a very slight fee of $35 for the assessment and all their materials, which in the grand scheme of things, when you look how much couples spend on their wedding day,
that $35
was to make sure that their marriage is successful is a small price.
Right. That's what I was going to point out, that we spend far more than that on weddings, every other aspect of a wedding today in America.
Absolutely, Andy. That's exactly right.
So the upcoming workshop, there's a workshop coming up to train facilitators for Prepare
yes,
Enrich.
That is on Saturday, March 12th. March 12th, so that's coming up pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be held on the campus of Concordia Seminary, St. Louis, my alma mater. It's going to be in one of the buildings called Seek Hall. And we begin at 8:30, and we conclude at 4:30 in the afternoon. And not only is it for seminary students, either first, second, or fourth year, or people are back from their vicarage, or also anybody else in the greater metropolitan St. Louis area. The only thing that they would need to do is contact me so that I would be able to order the materials from Prepare headquarters so that when I drive down to St. Louis, I'm adequately prepared, if you will, to give these materials to the people who have registered.
All right, so registration is available on the website, I understand, for Concordia Seminary.
That's correct, Andy. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
CSL.edu, and look for continuing education. You can find the Prepare Enrich workshop on there. I have to say, I attended it's been a while, but I attended the Prepare Enrich workshop years ago. This was back before it was online, if I remember correctly, and when it was all still paper materials, and found it very helpful, as a DCE, serving as a parish DCE in the past, and just helping couples prepare for marriage. Even just some of the things that you learn to think about, that the inventory reviews helps us think through these as we have conversations with young people, even before they're considering, before they've found, a fiancé, just helping them think through those things, even as youth in their congregation, some things to start talking about early on.
Yep, because oftentimes when couples are engaged, there have been rings that have been purchased, a deposit on a hall, announcements, and so forth. And then, they're pretty much committed no matter what the assessment seems to be, at least in some of the couples. So you're exactly right. If somebody is seriously dating and they're thinking of engagement, this might be a great time to introduce it to our young people. I always joked with my daughter. I said every time she would bring a new guy home to go out on a date, I was going to put him through the assessment. I definitely agree with young people. It'd be a great thing for them to go through as well. And then it also gets into our Christian faith, which is really the foundation, as we well know, of all strong Christian marriages, to get them to begin to articulate with one another their relationship with Jesus and helping them understand the importance of praying together, mm-hmm. forgiveness, and all the things which we value as Lutheran Christians.
Absolutely. Well, the Prepare Enrich workshop I certainly find helpful. as a church worker, but also as a couple, it's been helpful to us in our marriage as we worked through that before we went before we went to the altar as a couple as well. And very grateful for the pastor that helped us through that process and helped us think about these things that we don't normally just sit down and talk about. It was very helpful to us as a couple. I know to many other couples as well. Well, Pastor, again, I thank you for your time today and helping us look at how to prepare for marriage and helping pastors and other church workers, others, whether it be lay people or pastors, to prepare, help couples prepare for marriage with this workshop. Again, we'll point our listeners to the website, csl.edu. Concordia Seminary St. Louis is where the workshop is being offered, and that's coming up March 12th, right?
That's correct, Andy. March 12th. That's a Saturday.
Now, you want to register by March 7th. You want to make sure to get your registration in by March 7th so that all the materials can be on hand and they'll be properly equipped for all the students in the class and come ready for a day of learning.
That's correct. Yeah. Thank you so much, Andy, for the opportunity to speak with you this morning. And God bless you and all of your listeners at KFUO.
Thank you. God bless you and all those who serve as well. Pastor Jeff Schubert, pastor of Divine Redeemer Lutheran Church in Heartland, Wisconsin, and a certified trainer in Prepare Enrich. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading. Today, we're going to head to Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Brookings, South Dakota, where we'll study with Pastor Matthew Worm. We'll take a look at Mark chapter 10, verses 1 through 12. Hope you can join us for that and more. His time all coming up after this break on listener-supported worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.